Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Yes, I do think, not including the inspiring Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, and the Oscar nominations is a legit reason to boycott this year's festivities, but I digress. Dear pimps and pimpettes, over the years, I've seen my fair share of alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person or persons create something through a seemingly magical process. Well, one day the idea struck me right between the eyeballs. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make stuff up based on my own twisted ideas, and then I offered a podcast of this seemingly magical process, and I could call it Alchemy, Come Back to Bed, Damn It, My Feet Are Getting Cold. Well, good peeps and poops, after a bit of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to present to you another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to James Heaney. Jimmy, hey, Jack, can I call you?
Okay, go ahead.
Can I call you Martha Plimpton?
So here's the problem. I was at Sketchfest, and I was like, oh, I'm in Alchemy This. And they're like, oh, are you Larry Snozzlepuss? Are you Martha Plimpton? And I'm like, no, I'm James Heaney. Never heard of him. So I'd really like to just James Heaney.
My work is done here. Pull over and park it. It's Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, what's your favorite dessert and or desert?
I like anything with salt on it.
Perfect. Well, it's crying time again because Joey Greer is here. Greer and Barrett, what do you get when you subtract 22 from 8,491?
A lesser number.
Nice. Mm. Put a pot on. It's Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Gagliarts. When you dream at night, what animals do you talk to most?
I talk to other humans, but they're only half humans.
Perfect.
Oh, centaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last, but fooey on Yui, if you think him least, it's Greg Kukowski. Kakao. Can anybody corroborate your whereabouts the night the lights went out in Georgia?
I don't respect the question. You had no authority there whatsoever to ask that question.
All correct answers. All right. These scenes for today's episode are suggested by our listener mail. That's my way of pointing fingers.
And females.
Yeah. Nice. They are, in fact, all listener females. First up, though, a follow-up from a grateful listener whose fan mail suggestion I read a couple of weeks ago that we improvise from. That's Whitney Larson, who writes to us, thank you, dear Alchemy, this team for life in the registrar's office and for proving once again the higher education is all about athletics. Sigh. Seriously, thank you. I closed the office briefly and listened with my assistants and student workers. It broke the tedium. Well, that's why we do this. We broke the tedium.
Yeah. The TV.
And we all were more than giggled. Well, I mean, how much more? What are we looking for here,
didn't
people?
Didn't quite laugh.
No. More than giggled.
More than giggled.
I don't sense a guffaw anywhere in their existence. Always looking forward to what you do next. Best wit. So thank you, Whitney Larson, for that. Now, we have our first fan mail from the United Kingdom.
Oh!
Oh.
The
kingdom!
From England! And they just
and our
out.
Last fan mail.
Yep.
That's all we have time for today. Although this listener's name is Barry King, I'm going to insist that given his land of origin, as well as our general ignorance of the laws governed for foreign brothers and sisters, that we refer to him as King Barry. King Barry wrote us, good evening, folks. Love the show.
It's
so
evening,
fucking horrible.
Man.
Already horrible. I thought I would share with you my idea for a scene. The alchemists are part of a cult that ends in a mass suicide pact. He wants us to die, it sounds like.
Wow. What is this?
Once the deed is done, rather than being transported to an alien planet or ascend to heaven or indeed take the plunge to hell, they get stuck in the limbo and have to try and work out what unfinished business they have to take care of.
This is a lot of
a lot of backstory. Take what you will. In the meantime, Satan and God try to persuade each of them to choose heaven or hell.
This is
their final resting spot. I'm only halfway through the letter.
Oh, no. It's a letter, not even an email.
He signed. Yeah, you know, he wrote in longhand with a quill. keep up the good work, King Barry from Englandshire. All right, so we now take you to limbo. Where souls are lost. Can somebody help me find my keys?
Can someone help me find my dog?
You have a dog? You brought a dog?
I could have sworn it had two legs.
I don't think they were bringing dogs, and we don't need legs. We're floating.
Is this like emotional support bullshit? Because I really can't. I just can't.
Let's just find my dog, and then we can help you with your problem. And then I think everyone will be able to be fine.
Why do you need your keys, Clive?
So we can drive out of here?
I think we're going to be picked up by the spaceship if we just have patience.
What makes you
think
that?
You still believe that the spaceship is coming? Guys, I really think that we might have picked the wrong horse on this one.
I'm with Tim. I've got to say, nobody said that my legs would go missing. This is a curveball. There's no spaceship. Something else is up.
Yeah, nothing that Dear Leader told us has come true.
And did you notice that Dear Leader didn't drink it?
No, he's not here.
Where's Dear Leader?
We don't know, he didn't drink it.
No, probably on the spaceship. I'm sure that he's just making sure we all made it to this bus stop for the next phase.
Bus stop.
It's what it kind of is. It's like a transition.
It doesn't look like a bus stop to me.
Well, he'll be here soon, and then once he's here, we can all go together.
Y'all got any quarters?
Welcome.
Welcome. I've been here for 2,000 years.
Two thousand years?
2,000 years?
How do you know that?
How do you think I know that, man? I just read the stars, man. Sure
your nose is falling off?
Oh, is it? Well, that's just another thing that fell off.
What are the other things that fell off?
Well, my kneecaps slid down. My Tizos are gone.
Which ones?
My Tizos.
Sure.
All my hands are gone.
All of them.
Yeah.
Sir, how do we leave here?
Oh, that's not a good sign.
You want to leave here? Y'all have some unfinished business to take care of. That's why you're here.
Collectively, or like we each have unfinished business?
Well, it looks like you're all wearing the same kind of robes and Nike sneakers. So
yeah, we got duped.
Yeah, well, we all did.
We didn't get duped. Yeah, we're just
are you still holding on to this?
Of course, I took the drink.
Daryl, explain what you think is going on, because I don't have legs and a gooey man is telling us we have unfinished business.
Well,
so Daryl, just lay it out for me.
I think he's a spiritual hitchhiker trying to succubus off of us.
Speaking of which, can I just clear the slate real quick? How many of us had made sweet love to Leader?
Oh, yeah, I
was made sweet love too by Leader.
Okay. That makes you the special one.
Well, yeah, let's not keep making that sweet love.
I'm not too gooey, man.
To answer your question, sir, I don't have any change because we were told not to bring any baggage into the afterlife. And so I'm certainly not going to go into the afterlife with loose quarters.
Also, what would you do with quarters here?
I'll stack them up. Maybe I can climb my way to heaven. Mm-hmm.
So this is not heaven.
Oh boy, no.
Does that mean it's hell?
No.
Are you just going to say that to every question?
Oh, depends on what it is.
Okay.
Is this a bus stop?
Kinda.
You were right. That is surprising.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a bus here?
Yeah.
Of course I have seen a bus here.
Uh-huh. Was it stopping?
I was moving fast, made of marshmallows.
So you died 2,000 years ago, and you've been stacking up American quarters.
And you know what a bus is.
Yes, I do. What's with the third degree on this? What's with the third degree?
Oh, there's more stuff's melting on
you there,
I think we should step away from him. He's clearly not with us.
That's fine. How are we going to get out of here, and where are we going?
I don't know. Somebody mentioned a marshmallow bus, but I don't think it's coming.
Yeah,
children.
Let's not count on good.
Children. Hello, I see some wandering youths.
Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
May we ask who you are?
Yes, you may.
Who are you?
I am the Great Nipple.
The Great Nipple?
The Great Nipple.
That's why it looks nipple. Like a nipple.
Just looks like a giant nipple.
I didn't want to say it, but.
Is there
that's
a mediocre
his name,
nipple?
It feels okay. Do we suckle?
All of you must suckle.
No, that can't be. It can't be right.
From the top of your head? I mean, it just feels...
And you will...
You just jumped right in there.
That's one.
What is it like?
He told me to suckle.
What is it like?
You will find great peace. Great harmony.
It's just water.
I don't know, guys. I feel like our malleability has been a problem in the past, and this guy's just telling us to suckle him, and we're just saying yes to
him. Why would I say no? I have no legs. I'm in the middle of a gooey land with a gooey man.
Say yes to things. Got us here in the first place.
Oh, good point.
I'm supposed to change immediately?
Did you guys also give all of your life savings?
But what were we going to use him for?
Well,
we're going to a higher place.
But I think it's why he's not here.
No. What's he going to do with all that junk? It's
You're
just
still on
money.
The nipple?
Good, good, good.
Is it getting better? Or is it good. Still just water?
Everyone drink from my nipple.
Well, I don't think so.
She's throwing up, so.
If you drink from my nipple, you will meet Nirvana.
We'll meet Nirvana?
The band?
The band is here?
The band.
They're here?
Yes. But Dave Grohl was still alive at the time that we died.
Well, things happen, right? There's
oh,
lookalikes.
No.
There's lookalikes. Who wants to
I
meet Nirvana?
I
don't
want to meet a Nirvana lookalike.
I don't mean to be in a hurry of any kind, but how do we get out of here?
Drink from me.
Yeah, other than that.
Guys, don't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Daryl. Oh, no.
Are you crying?
Oh, Pete, not you too.
You two's here also?
You two is here.
They were all alive.
What
all right.
happened?
How many people drank the Kool-Aid?
I mean, I think all six of us.
You're talking metaphorically or literally?
Literally.
Well, I bought in to the belief system, and right. I also drank the Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. But how?
Wait, just the six of us?
Yeah.
There were hundreds of us in this group.
Are we the only ones who fell for this?
Well, dear leader told me I was special. I didn't realize
he told
there was
me,
five other special people.
Yeah, he told me I was special,
he said
too.
I was special, too.
He told me I was special while he made love to me.
That's when he told me.
While he was making love to him?
No. While he was making love to me.
Oh.
But he told me I was the only one, so I thought it was just going to be me and him here. But you guys are cool.
Hey, you kids looking to make some love? Is that what I'm hearing?
Whoa.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I heard one of you were a little curious about how to get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
We're curious.
We're supposed to be going up.
Well, the nipple is misdirecting
don't
us.
Don't fall for the nipple, guy.
Oh, I drank so much.
I mean, it's a newcomer thing. Everybody does. Don't feel too bad about it. But I've got a way out.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, except for this one over here says something about going up. We're definitely not going up.
But wait. No, I'm supposed to be going to a higher place. It's
well,
ascension.
There's supposed to be, and then there is.
Okay.
And you can have one or the other. Supposed to be is going to keep you here.
Wait. Wherever we're going, is it worse or better than where we are now?
Oh, it's a lot better.
This is
gooey.
Yeah. A whole lot of nothing.
And
where
you're saying I'm it's going a different direction than up.
Yeah, you keep signaling in an upward fashion.
He's pointing down.
We're not going up.
Yeah. Why are you pointing down?
Well, because that's where we're headed.
Is that hell? Is hell real?
Give it a name.
Hell.
Deborah.
Hell. He's already given a name.
I mean,
what about Deborah?
So pedestrian.
We could call it Deborah. He said give it a name.
Is my point.
Are we going to Deborah?
We're going to Deborah.
Wow.
I have an Aunt Deborah. I love that name.
She loves you.
She does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Deborah loves me.
Yeah.
I knew this could turn around.
Much better nipple, too, if I could say so. Got six of them.
Six nipples. That's a nipple for each of us.
It is, as it turns out.
Wow.
So that's going to work out. I just
this
need to sign
too
a few
good to
documents.
Be true.
Well, that's the thing about it is it sounds too good to be true, and it's not too good to be true. It's just good.
So it's not
just true.
Oh,
it's just true.
It's
sold.
And it's also not true.
And you mentioned
okay.
What?
Says I just need some paperwork signed.
Well, you have
we
all
can,
these.
Head on down.
Looks like you have all these like, war medals
right
on your chest. Were you a soldier in a past life? Or?
Many soldiers and passed through this life. Yes, that's for sure.
Oh.
Oh wow. So you weren't a soldier. You just stole their medals.
Y'all have been through this before. I don't know how to break it to you, but this is not your first trip.
What?
Huh? Yep. Really?
Yeah. I mean, I could break it all down for you individually, or you could just take my word for it.
Break it down individually.
Yeah.
I would love an individual
break. What was your name, Tim Jim?
My name is Tim Jim, yeah.
All right, Tim Jim. So, you were a Philistine.
Oh,
originally.
Really?
A Philistine.
Really?
You're tall. Yeah, by the name of Carl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Traditional name.
And you died in a fight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, it was embarrassing for your family.
Oh, no.
Because you didn't fight well. You were a bit of a coward. It wasn't even a fight. You were attacked and you cried and then died.
And this was thousands of years ago?
Me next.
Sure, it was. All right, we'll do you next.
Great.
You're Chim Chim?
No. No, I'm not. That's Chim Chim. I'm Nemesom.
Nemesom.
Yeah.
Nemesom, you were a... check my records here. Mm-hmm. You're a Philistine.
Was everyone a Philistine?
If we all were just... So we weren't? If we all were just... Then we can just wrap that up and then move on to the individual
Those
stuff.
Those aren't records he's checking.
Do we all have the same backstory?
Like loose pieces
that's
of toilet
snotty
paper.
Tissue.
Yeah, wait a minute. The first two were Philistines. That's all. It was a coincidence.
Okay.
Just take us to Deborah.
All right. Fine by me.
Wait. Hold on a second. Are you the devil? Are you trying to trick us? Is that what's happening right here?
I'm real fond of that name.
Okay, are you...
How about another name?
Deborah.
Beelzebub is a favorite of mine.
Beelzebub.
So it is.
It's the same guy.
So we know that as a name for the devil.
No, thank you.
No. I'll stay here.
Why don't you stay here in limbo and enjoy yourself?
Hey, anybody want to get on this here bus?
Yes!
It's made of marshmallows.
Oh, the marshmallow bus.
Hop on the marshmallow bus.
You have to hate it. Don't get on the bus.
The nicest, longest hair, sir.
Don't leave me on the bus.
Well, thank you for picking us up.
Yeah, no problem.
We almost got tricked by the devil.
And you probably did get tricked by that nipple guy, too, didn't
we
you?
We sucked him, yeah.
Yeah, he'll do that.
And then before that, our great leader, we were drinking. I mean, it's just been a crazy, I have no idea of time anymore, but it's been a crazy little while, so it's so good to be somewhere so comfortable.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, you can sit down, relax, enjoy the marshmallows, and we'll get you guys to Deborah in no time.
Deborah?
Yeah, Deborah. This is the bus to Deborah.
We were trying to avoid Deborah.
Could you tell us more about Deborah?
Oh, Deborah, yeah, sure. She's a beautiful place.
She's a
real wonderful place. Real hot fires and...
Maybe it's not the same Deborah.
It's got to be a different Deborah.
Oh, no, this is the Deborah that is also called hell.
Let me off the bus.
Well, Let me off the bus.
Oh, you guys wanted the bus on the other side of the street. That's why it's confusing.
Where does that bus go to?
That bus goes to Hank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Hank heaven?
Well, some folks call it heaven.
Oh, then we call it heaven. Yeah, that's what we would call it.
Wait, what do other folks call it besides Hank?
Well, most people around here call it Hank.
No.
Okay.
Well, there's less fires there.
Oh, sure. A lot less fire. Way more clouds.
Do we need a transfer to get onto Hank?
Yeah. I'm gonna need to see all of your IDs though. And everybody's gonna have to hold up their keys.
We weren't allowed.
That's
to,
the thing.
No, but we weren't allowed to bring anything.
Do you have any American quarters?
I don't even have my legs, sir.
I had a complete set of all the state quarters with the landmarks
on
the back.
Shut up, Jim Trump.
How long have you been driving the bus to Deborah?
Oh, gosh, probably since the Philistines got on this thing. long time.
Right, and why are you still stuck here?
I'm more of a ferryman than stuck here. Oh, I go home.
You don't have
I go
wings.
Home every night at the end of the day.
Oh, we're supposed to pay the ferryman. We're supposed to pay the ferryman.
We are supposed to pay the ferryman.
We don't have any coins.
Oh. Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, we do have song. We have the gift of song.
You hold on a second.
Yeah, and we can also make sweet love.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Okay, but not anymore because we can't pay for it.
Well, gosh, that just...
Did that work?
I can't tell you how fond I am of that motion picture, the Top Gun. And that just made me think of it, and I'll be darned if I'm not going to drive y'all to Hank right now.
Oh! I just have one question.
Yeah.
Is there a movie night here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, there's a movie night.
You get all the latest pictures from, as you said, America?
Look, let's not get to...
Because I feel, again, we're being duped. We fell for the Kool-Aid. Some of you guys drank from the nipple. I mean, how much more are we going to fall for? How do you know about Top Gun? You've been here since the Philistines? I mean, what's happening?
Well, we get... I'm caught.
Yes!
What do you mean you're caught?
Why are you excited?
Yes, it's bad. I watched every episode of Columbo and I finally figured something out.
But it's bad.
Yes, this is hurting us.
But you don't want to get duped again.
Why couldn't you have figured something out before we drank the poison that killed us all?
Don't take the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm a millennial. Remind me of what Columbo is.
Columbo was a TV show back during Was that a dog on the ceiling?
Hang on, you guys are the cops here?
The cops are pulling the bus over.
Oh, this is good.
I trust law enforcement. Pull that bus to the side.
All right, pulling over. So, it seems to be a problem, officer.
I need to see everyone's ID and everyone's quarters. Everyone's IDs and quarters.
We don't have IDs or quarters.
Y'all, this bus is going to get under arrest. You're free to go, bus driver.
Oh, thanks. Yes, sir. See you later.
Yeah, adios.
Oh, where's cuffing the bus? Those are the biggest cuffs I've ever seen.
Well, I'm locking this bus down. No one's coming in or out of this bus.
What? Yeah. Why? What have we done?
You don't have ID or quarters.
Other than that, I mean, come on, really?
Look, this bus is an illegally registered bus. Okay, this marshmallow great. Ain't supposed to be on the road.
Where
so
are we?
You're in limbo.
Uh-huh.
On the way to Deborah.
And you're, well, we were almost on the way to Hank.
Well, the bus was going one way. It looked like it didn't turn around now, did it?
Man, limbo cops are harsh. You'd think they'd be more ambiguous.
No. We're pretty straightforward about this. Uh-huh. The only hard line we got in limbo is cops.
Bum, 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 bum.
Limbo, limbo. Get into the rhythm.
I guess I could do one little bar.
Okay, we're gonna have to pay for that. We're gonna have to pay for that.
Miss Officer.
Yeah.
Is this what you really want to be doing with the rest of your life? Talk to me.
Oh, good. Never really
thought about that. I was created without any genitalia and forced to.
Right.
Lord, this realm and
right.
Police it in a way that would allow only the right souls to go where they needed to be. And
what if we could promise you a more enlightened existence?
You can't promise me that.
Well, are we saying the stuff the great lady used to say?
We
that same bullshit.
Yeah, we can.
We can.
If you give
you're
us,
special.
If you give us your worldly possessions or otherworldly possessions.
Let me have that badge.
Okay. Yeah, things that you don't actually need.
Okay.
To be happy.
I mm-hmm. want to make love to
and
just
fulfill.
You.
I have no genitalia or holes. So
exactly. That's what...
Not a problem.
We can show you that. Happiness. Are you ready?
Are you going to cut me open or something like that to make
Jim
holes for
Chum?
Me?
Yeah, sure. That's my name. Give me that limbo stick.
Okay, here you go.
Oh my god. He's got holes now, don't he? Oh.
You got holes now! Okay. You got holes now!
Get in the cop car!
He's full of quarters! He's full of quarters!
Get the quarters!
I got his keys in his badge! Oh.
Whoop, whoop. Opened like a pinata and spit out quarters.
Oh my god, Tim Chum, I think you're a monster. Maybe you do belong in Deborah.
And there we have King Barry's fantasy come to life.
Jeez. Exactly the way he wanted it.
Yeah, if that doesn't Brexit, I don't know what will. Scene 2 from Jonah Blum, or Blum, B-L-U-M, Blum?
Yeah,
sure.
Blum. What Jonah was your
Blum.
Other option?
Bloom.
Bloom.
Oh. Horrible.
It's two O's.
That's Ramirez.
Yeah, or maybe an E on the end. Oh, it is Jonah Blumeris.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
Blumeris.
Jonah Blum, who wrote, Hi. That's it. Weird.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh sorry. I used to be a public librarian. Bragging. And I saw all kinds of weird shit. One time, I had to call the police on an elderly gentleman who lost it because we didn't have any porno DVDs for borrowing. Not the scene suggestion. I would love to hear a librarian trying to field people's questions or their excuses for late fees. The podcast is hysterical. I look forward to it every Thursday. Parole Board and the Therapists are my favorites. Fantastic job. Thanks for making such great, unique content. Best, Jonah Blumstein. Oh, finally we got to the real
watch,
name.
Can you watch porn DVDs at the library?
Well, let's
you just
find
can't
out.
Borrow them?
You gotta get one of those private rooms.
One of those 25-cent peep show rooms that they have at the Burbank Public Library.
Let's go to the library now and find out.
This can't be a correct number. I turned those books in on time. There must be a mistake in your system.
You want to take it?
No, I'm fine. I'm going to break.
Okay.
I just want to check this new book out, and I don't have any money with me today, so just please.
Oh, you can't, sir. The system doesn't make mistakes. I'm looking at the screen. The screen tells no lies.
I mean, nobody was going to use that book. It was only
that
allegedly.
Sounds, sir.
Huh?
That sounds like an admission of guilt.
No, I'm just saying, even if it was worst-case scenario, nobody was going to... How many people read Where the Red Fern Grows these days? It's an old book.
A lot of people read that book. People like to cry to that book.
So you can just march your hiney right out of here and come back with $17.76.
It's just that book doesn't even cost that much money. I could buy three.
That's not the way we do our math here, sir.
There's a line forming. There's a line. Can we please?
Okay. Well,
I'm trying to finish up with customers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Great.
So,
sir, your attitude doesn't bode well for the way this is going to go.
If I could just maybe...
What?
Take this book out, and then next time when I return this, I'll...
No.
Why don't you give a hamburger today and pay for that later, too?
Oh, now you're embarrassing me. Okay, fine, fine. I'll come back.
You can read it on the beanbag if you want, in the shame corner.
Oh, okay. All right, I will.
Hi, I wanted to bring back all these DVDs and see about getting some new ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, these have scratches on them.
What do you mean?
The discs are... Excuse you? Everyone, if you need to cough, go outside. The DVDs are scratched. The discs are damaged.
Nah, I don't think so. Let's pop one in.
Into what?
My
computer doesn't have a disc drive.
Well, how would you know whether it's actually damaged or not?
Because I can see the scratch with my own eyes. There's cat hair and a scratch on
it. I might have used one as a coaster. The point is, they weren't all perfect when I got them.
Oh, I check every disc when it comes in. And, sir, you owe us
$200. $200 for a disc.
Yeah, and for disorderly conduct.
But, what?
Yeah, okay,
excuse me, there's a line forming. Can we move it along?
Oh, gosh. Okay, look. I'm going to... can I give you a credit card?
You can give me a credit card, but I can't run it. We don't accept cards.
What does this mean?
You should watch...
Personal checks.
Personal checks are cash. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay.
And you ruined Battlestar Galactica for everyone.
Well... If you look,
you ruined it for everyone.
Yes, but if you look closer, it says the girls of Battlestar Galactica.
The girls of Battlestar?
Yeah.
What is this from our collection?
I'm donating it.
This is a donation?
Yes.
We can't accept this.
Well, you can.
It's got a cat scratch and it's... And I understand this is a porno.
Mom!
Is this a porno?
Yes.
There are children here.
Okay, they shouldn't watch it.
Absolutely. You gotta take this porno and leave.
Well, I tell you what, why don't I leave it?
No.
And then I'll come back and
I'm not gonna watch a porno.
You don't, oh my goodness.
I'm not gonna watch a porno.
I would never suggest
that. I am so disconnected from my sexuality. I would never do this.
Yes, but I'll tell you what, I'll leave it for a week and let's see if anybody wants it. And I'll come back in a week. And if they don't want it, I'll take it then.
Is that the girls of Battlestar Galactica?
Shh.
I'll take it off your hand.
It's not. I cannot broker that transaction.
Well, I'll tell you what. Will you meet me in the parking lot?
No, okay. Because the disc is in my hand. I will not give it back. I will not broker the transaction. And I don't watch porno.
Shh.
You don't need to have an orgasm to be a person. Just for the record, you can be very satisfied without ever having an orgasm.
Well, somebody's got to have an orgasm to make a person at some point.
No, you don't. That's not true.
All right.
Well,
sir?
The fellow does need to come to a conclusion, though. You don't have to call it what you said there, which was
an orgasm.
But, yeah.
I'm putting this Girls of Battlestar Galactica in the file cabinet, okay? Under yuck. Why?
What else is in the yuck file?
A few other donations we've gotten.
Such as?
I don't have to tell you that.
Well. You could, though.
Cats and People. It's a 5-disc collection called Cats and People, and it's despicable.
Is it German?
It is German.
Cats and People? That's one word?
Cats and People.
Oddly enough, my last name is Cats and People.
Mr. Cats and People.
I'm Heinrich Cats and People, and I'm very old. First of all,
so
let me get that out of the
yes.
way. My mother just died.
Oh, my condolences. Sir, you can leave, you filth monger. Mr. Cats and People.
Yes, I found a book that I was cleaning out my mother's place, and a book that she had borrowed from the library long, long ago, and I thought I'd be a good Samaritan and come and return it to
her. Oh, well, that's wonderful. So, we could use more like you.
Here you go. Here's the book.
$5,028.
What?
$5,000.
and 28 cents.
Oh, no. I'm just returning the book that mother must have had it for years. And
she did have it for years. She had it for 70 years. That's her record.
70 years. Wow. That's
$5,000
sort of
and 28 cents.
Okay.
hey, there's a line forming.
All right, there's a.
We can all see.
Can't the fee just be waived because of what a good story this is?
That's not the way fees work.
Or stories.
Don't the fees get capped at a certain point?
They get capped at $6,000.
Oh, really?
You would never pay a cent over $6,000 to the public library.
Oh, I see there. That's your policy. Yep.
Mr. Katz and people, keep it down. Write the check. Unless you have cash.
Okay.
Or do you want to become property of the public library?
Maybe I'll just hold on.
Sir,
to
do you want to become property of the public library?
How can I become property of the public library?
You've entered into a contract. Your mother entered into it, and when she died, that contract came under your name. So now you pay up or you become property of the public library.
Please don't put me in the yuck drawer.
Oh, honey, you're not going to fit in the yuck drawer. We got a bigger area for you. Am I to understand you are surrendering yourself to the public library, Mr. Katz?
I guess
and people?
So. I can't pay the fee and you won't give me the book back.
Thank you. Yes.
Let's get him out of here. Come
yep.
on. Come here. Let's
go. Come on. Next.
Oh, man. Glad that guy's gone.
Yeah, me too.
You have where the red fern grows?
Oh, funny you should mention that.
Yeah. It isn't. Most people cry to that book.
It's a very sad book.
It is.
Unfortunately, we don't have a copy at this library. I can put in for an order from another branch, and we can get it here in about 8 weeks.
Oh, 8 weeks. Well, mm-hmm. Well, my book report is due a lot sooner than that.
Book report?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have any, you have those?
Sir, you can't smoke a pipe in here.
Oh, sorry. Can I smoke a cigar in here?
No, sir.
Okay.
You can hold a cigar and gesture, but you can't light it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Can I smoke this hookah in here?
No, you can display the hookah.
I can display the hookah.
Yes, you can load the hookah.
Oh, let me load up this hookah.
Okay.
Display it. All right, here. Here's my hookah. So there you go.
All within reason.
All right, if you don't have Where the Red Fern Grows, do you have that, do you have Cats and People Disc 4? I'm sorry. Do you have Cats and People Disc 4?
It's not in our official collection.
But is it in your yuck drawer?
I can't say that on the record, sir.
Oh, no, I don't need the record. I need the DVD.
I can't broker that transaction with your library card, sir.
Well, how about with this stick of gum that's in my pocket?
Not enough.
Okay, the whole pack then.
More.
Oh, jeez. All right. Give her $40. All right. Give her $40.
Hey, there's a line foreman here.
Oh, sorry. All right, here's $40 and here's a pack of gum and my hookah. Thank you.
Oh.
How you doing?
I'm having a day, if I'm being honest.
I'd like to donate blood.
We don't have a blood drive here, sir.
I don't mind doing it wherever.
Oh, you're dripping.
I got a loose vein. I already punctured it.
Yep. We don't have a way to collect that, sir. We don't have a way to collect that,
I'll take
sir.
That water bottle by you and I put it in there.
Ew.
Can I take out some cigarettes?
Take them out, but you can't light them in, sir. You were gushing in the public
It's
library.
Okay. It's okay. Oh. It's okay. As long as I got my feet, I'm fine.
Look,
I'll take some cigarettes
look,
and
you've
I'll...
got your feet? As long as you've got your feet?
As long as I got my feet, I'm okay.
Help. Help. Help.
Help. Help. Help.
You know, I need to tap out of my shift right now.
Okay, I'll follow you to the parking lot.
Oh, please don't. Bleeding man.
It's okay. Where did you keep the cigarettes?
Where do I keep the cigarettes?
Yes, I'm trading blood for cigarettes.
No. Where did you get this information, sir?
Isn't this a public bank?
This is a library. This is a public library.
Oh, God.
This is not a blood drive. This is not a blood bank. This has nothing to do with cigarettes.
Okay.
You can display them, but you can't light them.
Okay, I'm going to take a sleep here.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take a sleep here. Is that okay?
Go on the beanbag.
All right.
I'm sitting here. You can't just...
Yes,
I'm sorry.
He can.
No, I'm using this to...
He's bleeding and dying on you.
But
you should
I am
move.
Trying to... Well, then let me have my feedback...
Hey, is that where the red fern grows?
It's my, I'm not turning it in. I'm not ready to turn it in, sir. They want me to pay an overdue fee.
Oh, $6,000?
No, $17.
That's nothing. Pay the fee. Give me the book.
I don't have any money. And this guy's bleeding all over the book, so now it's ruined anyways.
I'm going to go outside and smoke my pipe.
And that was one of the craziest days we've ever had at this library. And I've been a captive here ever since. Do you kids have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
When you said that you were part of the Navy and that you were promoted because of valor, is valor because of time?
Is valor because of time?
Mm-hmm. That's also what I wanted to know.
You also wanted to know, is valor because of time? Well... that really wasn't the... I mentioned offhandedly at the beginning of the story that I served in the Navy.
But why is valor because of?
The main point was that I was taken captive by this library 20 years ago when I was already very elderly, and I've been kept here as a resource ever since.
Valor is a source of or a product of... We don't know.
This isn't a story about valor.
Is there a Valor store?
Says, oh, the Valor store. What can we? Can one purchase Valor?
Can you purchase Valor?
Or does it live in your heart?
It's got to live in your heart. That's a good point. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Okay, is it about Valor?
Mm-mm.
All right. What is it?
Understanding how military grows in any country, the development of the Navy. In the American military system, at what point do you think it became as strong as the United Kingdom's Navy?
That was also my follow-up question.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know the answer to that question.
Do you think it was Roosevelt? Is the Navy because of the UK?
Look, let me send you to the 800 section of nonfiction, and you can learn about world history there.
Wales and the United Kingdom, the same but yet different. Wrong or right?
Wales is part of the United Kingdom, I believe, yes.
Do you think Brexit's going to make a big difference in the split between Northern Ireland and Regular Ireland?
What is up with that speech impediment, kid?
I've been made fun of it for my whole life.
You have a wife?
No, my...
Okay, I get it.
Mr. Katz and people, please sit down in the chair.
All right.
You have been making fun of children.
I have never been making fun
you
of children.
You made fun of a child's speech impediment just today.
Look, I'm here at the library as a resource.
You are owned by the library. And we're going to
Until I work off my fee. Haven't I worked? What am I at now?
Well, that's why I brought you in today. You've worked off your fee. But the world's changed, cats and people. The world's changed. I don't think you even want to go out there.
Well, I do. I need to see the rest of my family. They didn't come to visit me once.
No, they didn't. They didn't. And do you know where your family is now?
No.
Me neither.
Oh,
God, I thought you had the answer. It's impossible to find them 20 years later. It's crazy. But here's your paperwork right here. You sign it, you can walk out those doors a free man.
What's the catch?
There's no catch. We don't want your raggedy-ass old man talking shit to little children about their lisp. So we're going to let you go, sign the papers, and walk out the door and never come back.
All right. I'll sign the papers. And I'll take my Girls of Battlestar Galactica DVD that I was promised so many years ago.
In the yuck drawer?
Yes.
I'll try to find it right away. Is that your property? I don't see that.
It is my property. It was never properly filed, but it should be right there in the yuck drawer.
Oh, God. I haven't looked through the yuck drawer in a long time. Well, we'll do our best right now.
Ever since that librarian died a horrible death. Another one of the crazy stories here at the library.
How did she die?
What's that?
That's not a very good story for a little kid.
How did she die?
I
want to
know.
Yeah.
Kids, you should be in my office.
I'd like to know how she died.
Well, it was...
You said it was horrible.
It was shortly thereafter that bloody man came into the library.
I think I'm just going to sleep here. I'm going to sleep here.
Okay. I don't know if this is sleep or death. Is this sleep or death?
It's Sleth.
Sleth. You can't bleed on the books or the beanbag. Can someone help me? Can someone help me? I am not trained for this. Can someone help me?
Yeah, what do you need?
There's a man dying of over here, and there's no one at my post at the desk, and I don't know what to do, and the phone won't dial. I'll tell you what,
I'll take the post, and you look after the dead guy.
Oh, no, opposite, please.
You want me to look after the dead guy?
I mean,
I'll call the police if that's what you need.
That's what I would love to do. Yeah, right. Could
police!
You call? Oh, do you have a phone?
Yes! Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you need?
Officer?
Help!
This old fuck's dying.
Oh, let me drag him out of here.
All right.
Hey, sorry about your imminent horrible death, lady.
Whoa. Pardon me?
Nothing.
Pardon me, officer? Officer, pardon me?
Bum, 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 ba, dum. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. You're in limbo. You've been
feeling.
In limbo all along.
I heard the music and I knew it. Damn it. Oh.
Suckle over here, lady.
I don't want to suckle it. It tastes like pus.
I am the great nipple.
I know. I sucked on you earlier.
Hey there. Oh, we've got time for just one more.
This is some emotionally grounded
work. It really
work.
Is. It's been a long weekend. From Jonathan Brutch, who wrote, recently discovered the podcast thanks to forceful marketing tactics and decided...
Wow. Nice.
My street team is effective.
Finally, the armed people have showed up at your door and decided to give in to our advertising overlords. It is Sue, many O's in superb. Vanessa Raglan almost caused me to have a car accident due to laughing so
I'm
hard.
Sorry.
Singled you out.
Scary single out.
Anyway, I have a suggestion or two.
We'll take it easy there, pal.
And then he only gave one. I would love to hear a scene based off of the TV show Shark Tank or an art gallery theft. Oh, so he did give
two.
A crack shot team of art thieves break into a large art gallery and then what? Present it to Shark Tank? I don't know. Who doesn't love a good heist? That is all for now. Keep up the great work. And that, of course, is from Jonathan Brutch. So let's go to an art museum after hours and see what happens there. I need an extra pair of gloves.
Right here.
Who's got the gloves?
I do right here.
Okay. You brought an extra pair?
We were all told to bring our own gloves.
I understand, Yurgi. I forgot.
I have an extra pair. Just take
you. Who's that over there?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, I guess it's nobody. Thought I swore I heard ninja sounds.
Hey, guys, I am still in the box. If someone wants to open the box...
Not yet.
Wait, Torin.
Kiev, why do you make those noises? Huh? Why do you make the ninja noises? Don't make any noises. Just go flat against the wall.
Also, you're doing it with your mouth, man.
Yeah, just don't make any noises.
I mean, if you're...
It fooled the guard.
We're retrained. That is how you hide from guard.
Yeah, but that's exactly what the guard is listening for. And he's
did
an
the
old...
guard catch us?
No, Kiev, no. Liev, stop making any noises.
Okay.
When we hide. Stop making...
If someone could open the box so I could unfold myself.
You know what? Let's just open the box because it's enough already with the
Rose
asking.
Comes out of the box when we get close to the statue, okay?
I'm very folded up in here.
I know that's the plan, but I feel like
why the fuck are we not going by the plan? Why the fuck is everyone not going by the plan?
We got here.
I'm not bitching. I'm the one person folded into a box.
Yes.
So.
But you knew that was going to happen. You didn't bring gloves. Stop making ninja.
What's that noise over there?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Man, these ninja sounds, I don't know where they're. Must just be in my head.
That was another close one.
Shut.
Why would you make those sounds?
You're making your sounds.
They're authentic ninja sounds.
No,
okay?
I know, but I just make them when we're being looked at or yelled at.
Look, you hire Yuri Kiev.
Yes.
You get Yuri Kiev, okay?
All
Kiev.
Right. You know what?
Those aren't authentic ninja sounds. It sounds like a train.
Can we let Kiki Mick out of the box, please?
You want Rose Kiki McGee to get out? Fine. Okay, fine. Rose, if you come out of the box, you got to get back in the box. You understand that?
Of course, I understand how to get back in the box if I get out the box, but someone has to take the lid off so I can get out of the box.
Hey, we understand. Okay.
Unlock the lid, please.
Okay. Liev, you know the code.
Liev.
Okay, here you go.
And it entered. You box open.
The box is not open.
It's open and just.
Come on, you're the best cold cracker around.
Hold on one
cracker.
Second.
We set the fucking code. How
did you
not
write down the code before
well,
you
I make
me
it
in the
one
box?
Digit so no one guess, and it's
digit?
Only one.
It's only one fucking digit.
No, no, no.
The guy likes to give himself a challenge. I mean,
it's,
come on.
But I'm inside the box. I'm inside the box.
She has a finite amount of oxygen in that box.
The problem is, if I guess too many times wrong, it's going to lock. So.
I'm sorry, when did this gang that couldn't shoot straight thing happen? Back at the hideout, this was all planned out. It was step by step. You were going to put the code in. She was going to get in the box. You were going to let her out.
I'll be honest.
And when I get out, I can climb a beam. I can get the art. I can go back in the box. But I can do that in here. And as Gregor has pointed out, there's limited oxygen and I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Rose does everything. That was the plan. The four of us get the box here. And we let her out. She does it all.
Where did my gloves go? Where did you do with my gloves?
Oh, how do I lose the gloves?
Where did you put the gloves?
You just handed
hey,
me.
Hey, what's going on?
Huh. What the fuck?
Well, that's ninja. Ninja. That's weird.
Ninja. Ninja. Ninja.
I wonder what this box is doing here. Oh. Well, maybe I'll just take this box down to storage
oh,
where it
no,
probably
no,
belongs.
No, 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 no.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, we lost Rose.
I think
she's
got
the Rose.
She'll be okay.
No, she won't be okay. She's going to die in that
right,
fucking
okay.
box.
Shut up.
She's going
to
die in that fucking box.
We just need to get inside the storage unit of this museum, and that's where the box will be.
We don't have the blueprint
in the meantime, what's the code?
It's one digit. That's all I know. It's one digit, and okay. If you try
so
too many...
So 0 to 9, one of those.
0 to 9. There's only 10% chance that you get wrong.
You said ninja that time. You said ninja.
Well, did I?
Yes, you did.
A couple times.
Yes, you did.
Maybe you just heard it because I was such an authentic ninja.
Hey, next time we're almost caught, why don't you say karate chop?
Ah, I like that.
Sounds,
oh, don't
that
tell him that. Don't tell him that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Wait, where'd your shirt go? Where did your shirt go?
What's
did you lose your shirt?
You're getting progressively more nude.
We gotta get inside the storage area of the museum.
Okay. Look, Rose is the only one strong enough to carry the statue.
Okay, that's why she was in the box. That's why she was in the box, okay?
She was gonna carry the statue into the box, and we're gonna take the box out.
Fuck.
We gotta get to that box.
Okay.
Storage unit, you're my only friend. Just me and some art. Looking at the world. Thinking about... Picasso and...
It's me, God.
Whoa! What?
It's me, God.
God? It's me, Art.
Hello, Art. Oh, man, I love you so much.
Wait, do you mean you love Art? Because my name is Art.
That's
you...
what I mean, of course.
Really?
I love you so much.
Oh, God, I love you too. I did not expect this today.
Art, oh, you're so special. You've been chosen for something so special.
What?
I put you on this earth when you were a baby. With this one plan of something so special.
Oh, Lord, whatever it is, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm so...
Okay, for this is... Here's what me and Jesus really want you to do.
Okay.
Is pick a number between 1 and 10. And when 1 and 9, 1
you,
and 9.
Wait, are you doing a magic trick?
I know, this is something so special just for you, Art.
Okay,
it's
God.
It's really important, Art. I want you to...
Art, don't mess this up, Art. Pick don't a number. All right, I got it. It's 4.
Oh. Good job on the choosing, I hope. Art, you get to see a box near you. It sounds like God is maybe talking to you from in the box.
I was wondering.
This is a magic box, Art.
Ooh.
And God is going to love you so much if you will help him and Jesus, me. I'm 3 of them.
Wait,
I'm the Trinity.
Which one are you?
I'm Jesus and the Trinity.
You're Jesus in the Trinity.
And also God, of course.
But you're 2 of the 3.
Don't got too much time, Art. Can you put in the... You see a code box on the box.
Sure.
That press the 4.
Press... Just... Okay. Oh, just press 4. All right. Oh.
Damn it. Okay. Okay, this is not good, Art.
Lock initiated.
Who was that?
It's not a good word.
Not initiated? Was that the Holy Spirit?
Was that
the 3rd of the 3?
No, that was the lock initiating.
Art, this is going to be...
Oh, this is hurting my head. I need a nap.
No, I'm going to just lay in the corner.
Art, you have three guesses to guess the combination, ooh, or the box will explode.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, this is fun. This is all fun for you.
Oh, goodness.
Listen to God. Listen to the voice in your head.
I don't know. I think I should just take a nap and see if I can dream about what the right number is.
Art, make a guess.
Wait. What do you see? What's happened? What's happened?
I'm looking through the air duct right now. I think he's talking to himself. No, he's talking to the box. He must be talking to Rose. He must be talking to Rose.
You know she's in there?
I don't know. She might be doing the God bit.
The God bit?
Yeah, it's a God gambit.
It's good. Oh, right. It's good gambit, yes.
Sorry. Where are my shoes?
Where are your shoes?
You took them off.
Where are your shoes? Okay.
It's probably easier to go through vent naked, though, right?
I'm going to try. Is he talking to Rose?
You're going to try? Just put your shit on. God damn it.
No, I think he's got a good idea. He can go
Everyone,
through vent.
Keep your clothes on, please. Look, you two ninjas got to go down there. Okay, this is finally when your skill set's going to be used, all right?
You got to get to the guard and then say karate job.
Okay. Oh, no, do the karate job. Don't just say karate.
That's what it is.
Ninja,
karate job.
Ninja.
Okay, they're in.
Okay, good.
They're walking over to...
Oh, he's asleep. Okay, this is good.
We're very good ninja. I can't believe how well we can get
there. Rose, ninja, can you hear us?
Don't have much time left.
Oh, God. She's still...
Okay, well, how many guesses do you think we have left on box?
How many?
Three, okay.
Okay, three guesses. He didn't make one guess?
Let's try number four.
Okay.
No, oh, darn it, I was trying to not to breathe. I forget to say, you already tried number four, it's not a good one.
Oh, no, we just
that
wasted number
That is
guess.
An incorrect guess. You have one guess left.
Oh, wait.
Or the box will self-destruct.
Oh, no, because if we already guessed it, it counts as two guesses?
How many more guesses is, what other guesses did he do?
Why did you put the self-destruct on the box?
It was in case somebody tried to get her open.
Oh, good.
Why
you're
would
the
you
best.
Ever want the box to destruct with me eating it? No, this is horrible. Oh.
Okay, so what other numbers have we pushed so far? I started with one.
Okay, so one and four are the only
numbers.
Those are the only numbers.
Ninja! Karate chop!
Karate chop!
But I had a dream about the correct number.
Oh, no, wake him up. What was the correct number? What was dream?
Ninjas?
No,
there's no ninjas here.
I'm St. Peter and working with God.
St. Peter, I've already met many of your friends today.
Oh, good news. What number you dream of?
I had a dream about a number.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that ninja chop just knocked it right out of my
memory.
Ninja chop,
what did the number look like? Did it have lots of curves?
It had a line and...
So there was a straight piece of number. So
a
could
line,
be seven,
so not an
a
eight.
Four. It could be a four.
Could be a four. No, it could
be
a four.
A
could be a one.
It could be a four, one, or nine. We already did... Oh, no way. No four, no one. Oh. It's nine.
What about seven?
That's a slender line.
Seven has a line, yes.
Oh, but the top is it's straight. Oh, no.
And it had a dot.
Oh, no. So it's like the Cyrillic number system.
It's kind of like the basket on top of four. Are you sure it's not four? Did you try four? Oh, wait. A dot.
I didn't try anything. If you're talking to me, I'm in a box.
God, you're in that box?
I already tried one, so it's got to be nine. It's got to be nine.
It's got to be nine or I'm exploding.
Press a fucking number. Hold on a second.
We should step out and maybe since guard is chosen, one should press the number nine while we go outside the
room. That's not fair. No, you can press it.
I don't think it's a very good idea.
You were supposed to code it. If you're going to press it, you're going to press it.
Does box like implode or explode?
Well, it starts with small implosion and then big explosion.
Oh, well.
Ooh.
This guy's good.
I'm going to explode onto you.
I hope not. So, Art, is that your name? Nice name tag.
Thank you. It's funny because my uniform says Art on it twice.
That's great. So, we're going to walk out room once we're gone, close door.
No, you're going to press a button. Peter, okay. St. Peter.
You have one more guess.
Okay, I'll push button. It shouldn't be a big deal. And there... Oh, see, that's exactly what I'm hoping for. Oh, this is perfect. Oh,
God!
Hi. Chop it!
Go!
Oh. I
doing the chopping.
What's going on down good. There? What do you see? What's going on?
Jesus, because you're fully nude. You're
just answer the question. What is going on?
There, she's got out. She got out. She got out.
She got out of the box.
Yes, she got out fine.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Sharks, sharks, do I have the thing for you? For $100 and 200% down with 4% backtrack with zero deductibles and a marketing foolproof, I guarantee that sales will jump up 100% with funding. If you have, here it is. We have a box right here that will not only lock itself in, but lock itself out. If you put anything inside this box, it's a perfect safe, and if you don't want anyone to touch it...
How are sales so far?
So far, sales are good. So far, sales are...
Give us some numbers.
20, 15,
109. Sales numbers.
Sales numbers. Sales numbers are good. So far, production has been slow. It's hard to find the pieces for the box, but we've sold about 20 to 30 units.
And what do you make per box?
What do we make
per... What was the cost to make the box, and what's the profit?
Cost about $1,000 to make, and we sell them for about $200 to $300.
Okay, that might be one of your first problems right there.
I agree with Rick.
Yeah.
I don't think the math checks out great.
No, it's you're losing $700 per box minimum.
But that's why I want funding from one of you
right.
sharks.
You said you could guarantee us 100%
marketing foolproof.
More. Yeah, marketing foolproof with funding. But if you're selling them for $300, we're still losing $400 per box.
But if we work together, I feel like we will be able to bridge that number.
Larry, I think you had a question.
How did you get in here? Because we're not currently shooting. We're on our lunch.
No, you're
right
not.
Now.
But I have Liev and Kiev in here who ninja'd their way in.
ninja
and karate chop.
Oh gosh, didn't see those guys.
So sharks, it's up to you if you want to walk out of here alive with a great deal.
Keith, listen, you do a great job as a camera guy
on
the show. We're on our 10th year and whatnot. And we said
congratulations to the whole team.
Right?
Really great 10
to
years.
Us it in particular.
It takes a village.
Exactly. Yeah. Congratulations to you all.
It takes an aquarium.
You know, specifically because the fish on display.
Yeah.
Not the ones behind the camera. But we said we'd give you a shot. We gave it to you. Mm-hmm. I think you've proven right. You know, after 10 years of waiting for this opportunity, you've brought in something that loses money every time it's sold.
Yeah. That's a no from me.
And what's with the Russian guys?
They made
we're
sure
ninjas.
I got it.
You don't see us. We fade into background.
Yeah,
How to market that? The ninjas. Yeah.
Well, the box is really
Let's
what I came in with.
Let's forget the box. How can we sell these ninjas?
Oh, the box is a big part of it.
Well, we came in because we use box for many different operations that were secret, and we have great belief in box. We
secret box.
This box, yes.
And what do you do? What are some of the operations that
Well, typically we use it for human smuggling, but I'm sure anybody can use it for
You can hide people in box. You can put statue in box.
Mm.
Uh-huh. What does it cost to hide a person, and what can you make for a person?
Yeah.
I'd love to know the turnaround on that.
Yeah. You can make millions of dollars depending on
per unit.
Now I know the library. The going rate at the library is $6,000 for a human being. I'm not
that's
sure.
That's for 20
what,
years.
That's for 20 years.
Right.
I'm not sure what it is for life for a Russian.
How long
ninja.
Did a person stay in the box?
Great.
It turns out about 18 hours, but it doesn't feel comfortable.
Hours.
No, it's not good. But you should we could keep him in there and then for trafficking purposes.
There's very little action.
How many boxes have you made so far?
Well, we've only bought one box, but we believe in this man. He's a very good businessman.
Yeah. I've made 20 to 30 boxes so
230.
Far. 20 to 30 boxes so
20
far.
22 30. Why don't you know the number?
20 to 30. Some
if
of
it cost you $1,000 a box, why don't you know how many boxes you have?
It's just a rough estimate.
Keith,
of
you're fired.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sharks. It's been a pleasure. I'm so sorry you wouldn't invest in this, but...
These guys need to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're keeping
love
your ninjas.
These guys. Whoa.
What's happening?
I love those noises.
Yeah. Can either of you karate chop?
Oh, of course. We train. Karate chop!
Karate chop!
Oh. You know you're saying it, but can you do the physical movement?
Oh, wait.
What do you mean?
I always thought that saying it was enough.
What's the physical move?
Oh, it's a karate chop.
A what? You just did it.
Deborah, why don't you demonstrate on the face?
If I hate Please. Showing off. Well, I hate this.
Right, I know you do.
Yeah!
Ow! That
you
hurts!
You broke my brother's collarbone! Karate chop!
That doesn't do
Again,
anything.
Again, you're just saying the words. Yeah. See how she moved her hand and arm?
Yeah, that was very rude. I think you might have broken my brother's collarbone.
Oh, no, it's broken.
All right, fine. You don't want our services? We're going to get the fuck out of here, okay?
Whoa.
There's no need.
All right. Wow. I'm climbing this stack of quarters. Climbing no stack of quarters. Wait a minute. What is this?
What? Air limbo, man. Hey. Air limbo, brother.
Welcome back.
Woo. Well, how long have I been here?
I've been a long time.
Does this mean I died in an art museum?
No, bro, you died when you were fighting the Philistines, my friend.
And then you had your collarbone broken and never healed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, bomber.
Well, we understand you can get out of a box, though.
Oh, I can. I can get out the box. I can get in box. Box will implode. Box will explode.
So specific.
It's very specific.
Yeah, and I still don't get it, though. If we're going to invest, you know, we need to know what's the magic behind the box.
Oh, God, I got to fucking pitch this thing again?
Come on, man.
Oh, what a great, great ending to yet another wonderful episode. Thank you all for writing to us. AlchemyThis.com. You're writing to your name here at alchemythis.com. That, and we would love to use some of your scene suggestions. Write your name here at alchemythis.com. Let's go around and thank our alchemists. Mark Gagliardi, yeah, joining us for the first time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This is really fun.
We'll see about that. And tell the folks where they can find you or follow you or
I'm drive at Mark Gags. At Mark Gags on Twitter. And I have a podcast called We Got This with Mark and Hal.
Yes. Hal Lubin.
Yeah.
The Hal Lubin.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic
the
podcast.
Fantastic fellow, that guy.
Thank you again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Vanessa Ragland, the things at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater, we started a new year and it's already insane.
It's bonkers. And just before this episode, we just went live with 11 Dates with Hannah Gadsby.
Oh, that's insane, too.
Yeah, yeah. So
when does that start?
Super excited. That starts on February 26th and goes through the March 9th.
And the Sandler's coming back?
Sandler was here last night. He'll be here the next two nights.
Oh, well, too late if you're hearing this
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sorry, guys. It was great.
And Mark Maron has decided to
yeah,
set up
a little. Yeah, got a residency
in freaking
going on. Yeah.
Amazing.
We're having so much fun.
It's been embracing.
The
congratulations.
Popcorn is great.
Popcorn that will never let you down. Come for the comedy. Stay for the popcorn.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it says on the website. How do they find it?
DynastyTypewriter.com.
That's correct. She never fails that question. Kukowski, as in Craig.
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
At Kikowski on Twitter or at Craigslist PCast for the Craigslist podcast to do with my wife, Carla. My wife, Carla, and I also have an improv duo. You can find us on Twitter at Orange Tux Improv.
Nice.
For Orange Tuxedo, we'll be going to Copenhagen, Denmark in April, Warsaw, Poland in June.
That is so cool.
I cannot wait to hear
the European tour
from those two European stops.
That's right. Hope to meet Yuri Kikiev.
Yeah. Will she meet your second family over there? I'm sorry. I might have spoken out of turn. James Heaney.
Well, I got, if you check it out on Twitch, The Real James Heaney. Sometimes I stream video games. You can find me on pretty much anything with The Real James Heaney.
All righty. Joey Greer, bring us home.
Yep, at Jebby Grieber on Instagram. And then February 7th at 10 p.m., doing an improv show. Sister, check it out.
Where?
Dynasty, I thought I said.
Oh.
Did I not say that?
No,
you just looked at Vanessa.
That. Oh, that's it. I was like, all right, I think it's enough.
I think it's implied.
It's an audio medium. Let's thank our engineer, Doug Boehm, right here in the studio, the brand new studio. So beautiful. Thank you, Doug.
He's so close to us.
He is close. He's closer than he's ever been. There's always been a plexiglass, a wall between us. And now it's nice to see he was never wearing pants. Never was. Thank you also to Sophie Lichterman, our producer. Sophie, please tell everyone you've ever met to give us a listen, subscribe, and write a damn review if you would, please. Once again, write to us, your name here at alchemythis.com. That's our show for today. Thank you so much, and goodbye.